The Lansing Lugnuts dropped the first two games in Lake County, Ohio, but they've come back to win the last three. And now here we go into the finale with the Lugnuts looking to win a series in Lake County for the third consecutive time. Their second series win since April here. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa, welcome in for some Midwest League Sunday action. Adam, yesterday the Lugnuts won it behind a Jake Garland quality start. They shut down the Captains, victorious 2-1, sinking the tugboat. So today, one more win, four straight wins against Lake County to close out the season series, a dominant season series.
Tugboat sunk yesterday, entire ship can be sunk today. Lansing, as you mentioned, they've won two series already against the Captains, their third series, and a chance to win a third series against the representatives in the playoffs so far for the Eastern Division after one half play. You get 4 days off after today, Jess. You get the All-Star break Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before they get a little mini three-game series with the Loons. So this would feel really good for the Nuts. Win four straight, win a series, and then you get 4 days off before you're back at it.
Our starting pitching matchup today features Chen Zhongyao Chuang against a right-hander who started the first game of the series, Zach Jacobs. But Chuang is getting his first action in the series. What do you expect?
Well, I'm curious to see how long they let him go. He had the little week and a half to 2 week hiatus where he had to get back home for a little bit to Taiwan. So he only went two innings in his last start against Fort Wayne. I'm curious to see, does he go three or maybe four innings today? And can he be sharp once again on the road? But he gives Lansing an opportunity to get off to a great start because his stuff may be the best that the Lugnuts have so far in their pitching staff.
On the other side, Zach Jacobs, round two. What do you think? Does this favor the Lugnuts?
Well, I think it favors Lake County. I mean, he has been exceptional against the Nuts. He just made his first start, but it was his fifth appearance against the Nuts. He's only given up one run against Lansing all year. So we'll see if they can have a little bit better approach and have some success against him this afternoon.
Lake County has taken the field clad in the 1974 Cleveland Sunday Red. Down to the field, a barbershop quartet to do today's national anthem.
Please join me in a moment of silence in memorial for those affected by this tragedy. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, we ask that those who are able to please rise and remove your caps. Non-uniform, active military, and veterans, may keep your caps on while rendering the military salute. Please welcome the Loyal Pitch Quartet to lead us in the singing of our national anthem.
Other guy, present arms.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free,
land of the free,
land of the free, and the home of the brave.
Order, arm. Right, face. Port, arm. Forward, arm.
Thank you. How were the other guys? They okay? That was good.
All right, the color guard exits the field. Well sung down there for today's national anthem. A chance for the Lansing Lugnuts to win their fourth straight and a chance to beat Lake County in a series for the third consecutive time this year. Nuts come in 9-11, 41-44 overall, while Lake County 10-9, 51-34. It is hot, up around 85 degrees. For the first time in 4 or 5 days, we do actually have some clouds, but mostly light blue skies above. A beautiful afternoon for baseball. Lugnuts going with those black tops, gray pants, and the black batting helmets. And as Jesse told you, captains with the alternate reds. Captains arced across their chest in white. Blue caps with the traditional Lake County batsman logo, and then the white pants. Pretty good crowd this afternoon as they honored veterans that are still lined in the outfield right now. They had a motorcycle and motorcade parade around the warning track that went from center field and all the way around the diamond. So, fully ready for baseball in the series finale, Sunday, July 14th, 2024. And with the call of the game, ferociously filling out his lineup card, here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Are you sure that we shouldn't have John Fanta do the call of the game today?
I feel like we should. I want to bring him up here and ask him what he thinks about Tony Barbee's and Kristen Haney's Central Michigan Chippewas.
He just declared play ball. Meanwhile, the motorcycles are riding out through the right center field gate, just to the right of the center field batter's eye. There was the full motorcycle parade around the warning track. Your Lake County captain's defense. Scott Lipscomb is in left. Jonah Advincula is in center. Jake Fox plays right. Mike Collado is at first. Alex Mooney's at second. Anel Hanau, the shortstop. At third base, Jose Devers. The catcher's Johnny Tincher for the right-hander, Zach Jacobs, who comes in with a 4-3 record and a 2.52 ERA through 20 appearances. This is his fifth start. Jacobs has worked 50 innings on the dot, and the league is hitting just 162 against him. Only 28 base hits allowed. When he took on the Lugnuts in the series opener, he went only 3 innings plus, however. He walked 3 batters. He gave up a double to Johnny Butler, singles to Luke Mann and Danny Bautista Jr., only 1 run. He was lucky to have it be only 1 run. Matt Jasek, the reliever, bailed him out. Let's see if Jacobs goes longer than 3 innings here today. Butler, Yamauchi, and Anales to get things going. The game time, 1:03 p.m., the first pitch. Right-hander misses off the outside corner. The left-handed hitting Johnny Butler. We're officially underway 2 minutes early. We keep being early, Adam. The wind, the kick, the pitch. That's low. 2 balls and 0 strikes.
Oh, it is a getaway day, so we'll take that.
Yeah, we're hustling. Every damn hustling. Butler yesterday, 1 for 5 with a single. On the pitch. Down and outside, and the count 3 balls and 0 strikes. This was what hurt Jacobs the other day. Now he's only walked 15 batters in his 50 innings, but 3 of them came on Tuesday. A 3-0. And there's the game's first strike. Fastball at 91 miles an hour across the inner third. Butler in the series, 6 for 26, 3 homers, a 3-1. Up and away, ball 4. 5-pitch walk to open up the ball game. Dare I say, auspicious.
No doubt, top of the strike zone for both guys, Ian and Brandon. It's been tough to get, but they've been consistently not giving sometimes that upper zone. So there you go.
Didn't get the strike. Got ball 4. Butler on. Casey Yamauchi batting right. Right-hander Jacobs, no score. Offers. Fouled away right side. Casey is 3 for 14 in the series. Had a base hit yesterday. He's hit safely in 5 straight. And he's reached base in 9 straight. Out of Hawaii. A hold. A kick in the pitch. bends outside. Ball one. You mentioned it, Adam. Sweltering conditions. Although the wind is blowing out to center field. That wind is lightening things somewhat. The sky is above mostly cloudy. A 1-1 pitch from Jacobs. Not a swing and a pop-up in the infield. The second baseman Mooney spreads his arms wide, settles below. One-handed catch. One out.
Well, I think the wind is thinking there's no way you can go two straight games at Classic Auto Group Park without home runs, and more importantly, only singles in yesterday's game with the hit. So I dare say we might see some bigger swings today.
Jacobs has allowed four homers this year. Takes on Aribiel Anales, who has hit six of them. Runner at first, one out, no score. A pickoff throw over, and Butler is picked. He heads down to second base, a fake by Coyado, now gives to Mooney. Mooney applies the tag. 1-3-4, the pickoff and the caught stealing for out number two. Johnny was just starting to lengthen the lead when suddenly Zach Jacobs wheeled and fired over there, and he was caught in mud. Well executed, too, by Coyado and Mooney. Now the pitch. Anale shows bunt, takes high, ball one. It's high, Adam.
Okay.
That has been a ball throughout the series, regardless of what it says. 1-0. A slider is bounced foul left of third. Well, Anales comes in on a 10-game hitting streak, and the only one who has had a longer hitting streak this whole year has been Aribiel Anales. He had a 12-game hitting streak in June. He has also had 2 8-game hitting streaks this year. Can he make it 11 in a row today? The pitch to him. Serves it in the air, right side, out in a shallow right, second baseman Mooney with the catch, and the side retired. Jacobs faces the minimum. We go to the bottom half, Lansing nothing. And now Lake County coming up against Chen Zhang-Ajuang.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts were retired scorelessly. Here's your Lake County Captains starting lineup. Left fielder Guy Lipscomb leads off, batting second. Second baseman Alex Mooney hitting third. It's Hanhel Hanau, the shortstop. Batting fourth, Jorge Burgos DHing. Third baseman Jose Devers bats fifth. Jake Fox, the right fielder, hits sixth. Batting seventh, center fielder Jonah Advincula. Heading eighth, switch hitting Mike Coyado, the first baseman. And then the catcher Johnny Tincher bats ninth. Adam, I realize I never asked you for Spotlight Lugnut. You want to give me both all at once as Chen Zhang-Ajuang readies? Yeah, first, the pitch to Guy Lipscomb. And he takes a called strike inside corner. Who you got?
I'm going to go with a guy that has impressed us this week, Anhel Hanau, 6-for-18 in the series and sitting right there in the three hole again this afternoon.
And a 1 to the lefty Lipscomb from the righty Zhuang. Popped up, left side foul ground. Luke Mann across the chalk. Past the coach's box. Makes the catch with one hand. One gone and one foul out. How about for the Lugnuts?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Will Simpson leading off the second inning coming up, Jesse. Just 4-for-20 this week, but He's got a bat that's capable of leaving the yard and affecting this game today in the series finale.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I made him our spotlight guy in the lineup today. Well, here's Alex Mooney. A lot of power, one out, no score. The pitch, Duong misses down and away, ball one. In general, I've been so used to seeing Lugnut Sunday games turn into run explosions. Righty to righty. Duong kicks, throws. Outside corner at the knees, strike called. But I look at this starting matchup and I go, well, Duong on one side, Jacobs on the other side. That would seem to indicate runs are going to be at a premium like yesterday. The break even to Mooney. The curveball hangs high. Ball two. Yesterday, what a game we saw. Jake Garland, a quality start, out-dueling Matt Tugboat Wilkinson, 2-1, nuts one. The pitch. Mooney hits a high fly out to left. He got under it. Cameron Masterman to his left with the sunglasses. Makes the catch above the shoulder. Two outs. Here's your spotlight captain. Switch hitting Angel Henao, batting left. Two outs, nobody on. No score in the first. Bat waving high, open stance. Chen Zhong Ao Zhuang lets it fly. And it's pop foul. Soaring off to the left side. Is there room for man? There's so much room over there. He can't get there. Falls untouched between him and Masterman. Foul ground. Maybe a couple of feet to the left of the stripe. Strike one.
Now you think he just overran it there. Came a little bit too close to the stands. And then he had to circle back. And by that time, that ball was dropping fast. So Zhuang will have to keep on here.
I wonder if that's the first indication of a ball affected by the wind. Strike one toss to Henao. Curveball fouled back. But I don't think that the wind affected the foul out, the pop out, that just last fly out to left by Mooney. But there, Luke Mann went to his right, and suddenly that ball was being carried up the line instead of toward the stands.
Yeah, and that wind is whipping, as you said. It's 15 miles out directly to center field, so no joke today.
Two-strike pitch Henao. Swing and a miss. High cheddar puts him down. First strikeout for Duong, and let's go to the second inning. No score, Lugnuts and captains.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Zach Jacobs heads back to the hill. He'll toil against Simpson, Wilbos, and Mann. 4-5-6 for the Nuts. 0-0. One inning complete. Cleanup hitter, Will Simpson, digging in. Will so far against Lake County is 4-for-20, two singles, one double, and one first pitch homer. Smacked it on Wednesday. Righty to righty. It's ripped down the left field line. That baseball is down for a base hit. It's fair into the corner. Simpson heads for second base. Guy Lipscomb picks up, wings into shortstop. It's a first pitch stand-up double for Will. Like time stood still as that ball arched right down the line, and when it landed, everybody had felt was late reacting. But Will Simpson notches his 18th double of the year.
Well, there you go. I mean, five hits this week, three have been extra base hits, couple doubles now, home run, as you mentioned, and Lansing with an opportunity to strike to open up this Sunday finale.
Here's Brian Welbas. Red wrist tape, green handle to the bat, righty-righty. First pitch, rides up and in, ball one. Welbas has been more impactful, eh? 9-for-21 against Lake County, plus four walks. Had two more hits and his 20th stolen base of the season yesterday. He's homered in the series, too. The set at the belt. The pitch bends outside. Two balls and no strikes. Will Boss's bat has awakened here in East Lake. With all of his great power, plus the speed. A 2-0. Ground ball sizzling into left field. Base hit beyond the shortstop, Hanau. Simpson heads to third base, gives a look. Lipscomb is booting it all over the place and left, but Will stays put at third. Otho comes into second. And that holds Brian Welbas on at first with a single. Guy Lipscomb, my goodness.
Well, and listen, I want to get on Will Simpson a little bit here because, Jesse, it's a jog over to third base. And if it's a sprint over to third base, there's an opportunity that Craig Conklin wants to send him home. But because he wasn't running his quickest, he stays at third. So little lesson right there. You got to run it out because you never know what's going to happen with that baseball in the outfield.
It brings up Luke Mann batting left. The righty Jacobs looks over his shoulder at Welbas at first. No score, nobody out. The pitch. Man sends it foul over the left side. In left field, Guy Lipscomb lost his hat. He overran it. He reached back. He dropped it. I think he dropped it a second time. Did not come to anything, though. Welbas at first, a threat to steal base number 21. The set. Jacobs holds. Brings it. Welbas runs. Breaking ball down and in. Escapes Tincher. Bouncing right. And Will Simpson scores from third. Stolen base of second for Welbas. And then Simpson in to make it 1-0 Lugnuts.
Well, there you go right there. Heads up play by Will. Sees it get away. Scores. Lansing on the board early.
We will check in with the official score to see the ruling on this play. I would not be surprised to hear passed ball.
That's kind of what I thought right there. I thought he should have had that one.
Wild pitch instead. And now one ball, one strike pitch to the slugging man. Off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. Luke Mann is just 3-for-19 with three singles against Lake County. He has drawn five walks. He's been hit by a pitch. With the Lugnuts so far, four home runs since getting called up from single A. The deal. All the way down the left side. Two balls and two strikes. Lugnut strike first against Jacobs. Steal number 21 for Brian Welbas. The single, the steal. How great has he been? Pretty darn great. Nobody out. The 2-2. And that's right in there for a called strike three. First strike out for Jacobs. Man frozen. One away in the second inning.
As great as Brian Welbas has been, it's been a tough series for Luke Mann. His 10th strikeout this week, just one of those things. Sometimes you have the good weeks, you're seeing it well, and other times, just not the case.
There's a line from Yogi Berra. Cameron Masterman digging in from the right side. A spin, a pickoff throw in, but Mooney off the bag. Welbas back in safely, head first. Yogi said, whether this is true or not, how can a guy think and hit at the same time? And I think that Luke Mann looks like he's doing a lot of thinking in the batter's box. Righty, righty. Masterman waits. Jacobs throws. Welbas runs. Slider taken for a strike. Thrown to third base. One hops in. Welbas then arrives. Hits the knees of Devers as the ball bounces out in front. Steal number 22. And Brian might be shaken up.
He might have got some dirt in his ear or something. He's shaking his head left and right. Helmet is off. if that's a good throw there, that's going to be a really close play at third base with Devers over there covering. But because it was bounced, Devers didn't handle cleanly. Well, bounced back-to-back steals.
I think dirt in the face, dirt in the pants. Brushing it all off, Brian Guelbas, steal number 22. And now the windup, the pitch to Masterman. High fly ball, deep left field. That ball is caught by Guy Lipscomb right at the wall. From third base, Guelbas tags and scores. And it's 2-0 Lugnuts. Well, Masterman has two homers in the series, making a bid for a third. This one just ran out of juice. But it is his first sack fly of the year.
Well, that's why the dirt is all worth it now. Two swipes, Guelbas continues to be aggressive, and he gets over to third, and he gets in another run.
Cole Kahn, first pitch, tapped out toward the mound beyond Jacobs. Third baseman Devers boots it, and Kahn reaches. Helmet goes kicking right at his heels after he crosses first. So from two outs, nobody on, here's another base runner for the Nuts. Such a slowly hit ball that if Devers grabs it cleanly, that's going to be tight at first.
Captain's a little sluggish to start this game, Jesse. You talked about it with Lipscomb having the mistake on the Guelbas single out there. Then the mistake there, that is going to be a tough play either way. But see if Danny Bautista Jr. can potentially make him pay.
Kahn at first, 3-for-3 and stealing bases himself. Here is Danny, number 9 hitter in the order. Righty to righty. Lifted in the infield. Second baseman Mooney, another easy chance, puts it away. Side retired. Three hits for the Lugnuts, two steals, two runs, one left. Going to the bottom of the second inning, the Nuts take a 2-0 lead in Lake County.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
First lead of the ball game goes to Lansing. Nuts 2, Captains nothing to the bottom of the second. Burgos, Devers, Fox, the 4-5-6 hitters in the Lake County lineup. There's the cleanup hitting Jorge Burgos, the DH. Bats left against the right-handed Lugnuts starter, Chen Zheng Ao Zhuang out of Taipei. The kick, the pitch. Runs it outside, ball one. And the first inning against Zhuang. Foul out, a fly out, a strikeout. Missed all of last year due to injury. He's been great this year. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss, strike one. Just right by him. 91 mile an hour fastball. He can throw it hotter than that. From the belt, the leg kick, the pitch. The off-speed is ripped on a line between Simpson and Yamauchi, a base hit into right field. Bautista Jr. gets it in, a leadoff single for Burgos. And now bring up Jose Devers. Righty to righty, 2-0 Lansing. Here's the pitch. That bends outside. Ball one. Does not quite have the curveball yet. He was missing high in the first inning. Devers is just 2-for-16 in the series. Ball one offering. Low. Two balls, no strikes. Hitting 197 in the season series against the Lugnuts. Burgos at first base, 5-for-5 in steals. Nobody out. The pitch. Pop foul, back and out of play. Once again, that fastball is only 91 right now for Dwan. Second baseman Yamauchi is cheating up the middle. Are you calling for a double play? The pitch, down and in.
Let's see it.
Three balls and a strike on Devers. Adam ordered one up at a beautiful time yesterday in the bottom of the ninth. Order up. Burgos is short lead at first, held on by Simpson. Does he run? No. And the 3-1 is grounded on the left side. Anales with the backhand. Then he lost his footing, and everybody is safe. Getting there to his right, he just couldn't get the clean plant, and he staggered toward shallow left. And that's back-to-back singles. Burgos to second. Devers on at first. Guess I need to be more specific where I want my ground balls.
Well, right at the infielders will work. Triple play would be nice.
It sure would be. Here's Jonah Vincula.
Can you get a hit, please?
He's 0-for-3 yesterday, 2-for-11 in the series. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Up and outside. Ball one. A rough start for Chuang in terms of his command. Once again, another day for Lake County without Omir Santos, it appears. The bench coach, Mark Mumper, coaching at third. 2-0 Lansing, 2-1, nobody out for the Caps. The pitch. That's up and in. 2 balls and 0 strikes.
Well, this is something we have not seen before. He is lights out with the command. That's what has made him so effective, because he's got so many pitches that are so difficult to hit, but he's just not locating right now.
No, sir. Number 6 hitter, Jake Fox. Fouls it off at home. I think I had mentioned Advincula. He's coming up as the next batter. 2 balls, 1 strike on Fox. I just love saying Advincula's name. Can you blame me?
It's a fun one.
Jake Fox wears number 1 on the back of his 1974 retro-style Cleveland red uniform. Cleveland in 1974 was not a very good team, but don't worry about that. 15 minutes away from Cleveland. A 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. Had a pop-up in the infield. How'd you like a good old infield fly rule? Out of the shallow center, Aribialana lays out, makes the catch. The umpires never called for the infield fly. And so, Anales putting that away means out number 1.
What?
Honestly could have let it fall.
It could have, yeah. I mean, it's not in the infield, so I appreciate when they don't call infield fly balls on balls that are 10 to 15 steps in the outfield, because we have seen that before, to your point.
That's that center field wind, right? You said the 15-mile-an-hour wind. And now it appears to be blowing left or right across the field. One out for Jonah Advincula, who fouls back the first pitch. Strike one.
Let's go, Captains!
Here's what I'm arguing, though. Anales lets that ball fall to his feet. He picks it up. He throws it into second. The first thing that you do is you tag Burgos standing there. Then you step on second. That's an easy double play. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. On the pitch. Advincula skies it, but foul. Over the left side and out of play. There was an argument over the infield fly in a playoff game involving the Braves and the Cardinals sometime back, when the umpires called for the infield fly, and just like this, it was way out into the outfield. But the umpires felt it was a routine play for an infielder. Anales darts into second. Duong turns around, looks back the runner, fakes the throw. Burgos was already back in.
Wasn't it dropped, too, in, like, shallow left
it
field?
It was dropped.
It was in Atlanta. Yeah, I just don't agree with that call. If it's not in the infield, then it's not an infield fly.
You know who agrees with you? Brandon Spivak, the bases umpire. His hands are on his knees. He watches. The pitch, fastball high. The umpires have been in the crosshairs, would you say, this series?
They're always in the crosshairs, Jesse.
One ball and two strikes the count. Maybe I should say that there's been a lot of scrutiny on them. Specifically on balls and strikes, but there have been a couple of other plays. At first, Devers. At second, Burgos. 2-0, Lansing the lead. The pitch. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. And Brandon Spivak just took off his black cap to wipe away some sweat. The sun is not, let's say, glowering down, but it's humid. Here's the pitch. And that's lifted in the infield. Again, it's not going to leave. This should be infield fly. It's pointed for by Spivak. It's caught by Anales right next to second. Two outs.
I mean, how good is this guy, right? Like, he doesn't even have his full command right now. But on the swings, he's getting weak contact still.
Burgos singled to right. Devers grounded the single to shortstop. Pop out to short. Pop out to short. Here's Mike Collado to look to complete a scoreless second inning. Lugnuts up 2-0. Lugs in the black jersey shirts, the black caps. The pitch to Mike Collado, batting left. Strike called across the inside corner. That's his best curveball so far.
Yes, indeed. And that's what we're used to seeing, is him bringing that thing in on the corners and locating. Great pitch.
Collado 2-for-17 during this series. The pitch to him. Ripped to deep right field. This is trouble. Back to the wall and gone. Out to the batting cage barn. Over the berm. 3-run homer, Mike Collado, and a 3-2 Lake County lead. First home run served up as a member of the Lugnuts by Chen Chong Ajuang.
Well, there it is, right? I mean, he hasn't been locating as well with his other pitches. So Collado, who's not been good in this series at the plate, waited on that fastball. Chen can run it all the way up to upper 90s, but it's been sitting low 90s, and he turned on it.
Two outs, and the captain's up by a run. Didn't you say we were going to see more home runs today?
Mm-hmm.
You were right. Mike Collado hits his fifth. Tincher, the number 9 batter. Righty to righty. Low ball one. First pitch curveball. And if you're throwing a first pitched curve to a number 9 hitter, you expect that curve to be thrown for a strike. And it's not getting thrown for a strike. Not consistently. 1-0. Fly ball out to deep left center field. Masterman and Buelbas are on the run. But that ball's gone. Out onto the lawn in left center. Johnny Tincher hits his second homer all year. It's once again another grooved fastball, and it's 4-2 captains.
Yeah, I mean, it's what they're doing right now. They're sitting on that fastball because he's not hitting with any of his other pitches. And again, we've seen that fastball. He'll run it as low as upper 80s, but then it'll go up to upper 90s, and he's sitting right there at low 90s. And that is something you just can't do against these captains. Not in this park.
They're all going out to the mound right now. The infielders come around. Then Don Schulze. Talking to the home plate umpire, Durkin. With the interpreter, Rambo Wang. The velocity is down. The command has not been there. And the results for Lake County have shown it. Top of the order is coming up too. The better hitters for the captains, Lipscomb and Mooney and Tanau. After Collado and Tincher just went back to back off of Juwan, who had not allowed a home run at all since getting called up from single A Stockton. And with Stockton, you know how many home runs he had allowed all year? One. Well, here's Guy Lipscomb. Lake County leading 4-2, all the runs in the game in this second inning. Two outs, the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner, off speed. First time that the Lugnuts have allowed back-to-back home runs since Lake County's Cooper Engel and Mike Collado did it on April the 20th. The 0-1. Ground ball pulled foul right side.
Well, Lansing's in a spot that they're familiar with. They've had to come back a couple times this week, including when they're down 4-0. They did so on Friday, so they certainly can do it, but they need Chen to sharpen it up to help them get back into this game.
0-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes at Lipscomb with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. His second strikeout, and it ends the second inning. But Lake County goes back-to-back. Collado, a three-run shot. Tincher, a monologue. And as we're going to the third inning, Adam Jaxa takes over the call. Captains, 4. Lugnuts, 2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from East Lake, Ohio. All of a sudden, there is work to be done for the Nuts. They trail 4-2. First two home runs that Chuang has allowed as a Nut. They go back-to-back, a three-run shot and then a solo shot. Johnny Butler back to the top of the card. First pitch. And it bends in there. That at the top of the zone, but it is called ball one. Unfortunate there for Zach Jacobs. Not getting the call from Ian Durkin. You've seen that all series from both guys, not allowing that top strike to be called. The pitch, that's fouled off. Heads off the top of the sweets, bounced down off the top of the dugout, and is wedged right there between the dugout and the netting. So a youngster, it looks like an older gentleman sprawls out, belly flops over. The pitch, this is lifted out to left field, hanging up. Lipscomb to his right, just in front of the track, makes the catch. One down. An older gentleman belly flopped out there, stretched, got the ball, and he just flipped it right over to the youngster. That was beaten by the gentleman, and then he was a gentleman tossing the baseball. Okay, here's Casey Yamauchi. He flied out in his first at bat. All of a sudden, Zach Jacobs with a lead. 6-run second between the two teams. 4-2 Captains. The pitch, that's outside. Yamauchi, 3-for-15 in this series. Scored 4 runs, knocked in 1, HBP, and a stolen base. Concise stance from the right side. 1-0. A little bit wide on the breaking ball. 2-0. Jacobs out of UC Riverside. 4-seam fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup. 18th round selection in 2022. The pitch, on the ground over towards third. Backhand snag by Devers to his right. Sets, throws, in time. He has had some great defensive plays, and it seems like every one of them have come against Casey Yamauchi. He had 2 yesterday against Yamauchi at third, took away base hits. And then he just had that one right there, Yamauchi, 94 off the bat. So now Aribil Angeles, 2 outs, bases clear, top 3, 4-2 Captains. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball right there, dropped in at the curve. Strike 1. Black Sox pulled up for Jacobs, works on the first base side of the slab. Kicks, throws. Lash back, foul. Strike two. Jesse told you Angeles riding a 10-game hitting streak coming into today. Fly down to second in his first at-bat. Ready, ready, the pitch home. That's inside, down low, 1-2. 5 appearances this year for Jacobs. And before the 2 runs he had allowed, he had only given up 1 run against the Nuts with 13 strikeouts and 6 walks. 1-2, bouncing ball, third base side, foul. That run came in his lone start against the Nuts on Tuesday in this series opener. Went 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run allowed, walked 3 lug nuts. But then before that, in the other 4 outings as a reliever, had not given up a run against the Nuts. 1-2 pitch. Down low. Missed with the changeup, 2-2. 4 hits for the Captains, 3 for the Nuts. But 2 of the 4 hits for the Captains were homers. They're up by 2. 2-2. Kick back off the netting. Ooh. And the crowd mic has nearly come unhinged down there.
No.
Here's a pitch home. This is lifted out to shallow right. In comes Fox. And he makes the catch for the third and final out. All right, so we're through 2.5. Lansing trails Lake County 4-2 in the series finale.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the disease. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we're back here in Eastlake, Ohio, bottom of the third. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler is down patching the crowd mic, so we will wait for him to finish that up. Here comes the first pitch from Zhuang on its way, and the breaking ball is inside. Ball one to Alex Mooney. Angel Hanau, Jorge Burgos to follow. 4-2, the Captains in front after the 4 runs scored in the second. Zhuang's pitch home. Breaking ball drops in on the outside corner. Strike one. All right, there we go. How about Jesse hustling down there, patching things up? We got a foul ball that knocked it off its tape moorings, to say. 1-1 pitch. It's a cute ball, first base side. Zhuang is off the mound, bobbles it, picks it back up, and he doesn't tag the bag in time. Just a mistake right there by Zhuang. It was very casual over there. He picked it up, bobbled it, and then tried to pick it up again, and then instead of toss it to Simpson right there, he elected to stretch out, but he wasn't moving quick enough as Mooney hustled down the line. So a massive mistake allows Mooney to reach, and Zhuang continues to kind of struggle here today. One on, nobody out on the E1. Here's Hanau. The pitch, lifted, right field. Backing up is Bautista at the track, still reaches, jumping, and he makes the catch as he bangs into the wall.
Do not do that again,
throws
sir.
It back to first, but it is in plenty of time for Mooney to get back there. One down. Great catch by Danny Bautista Jr. That would have stung even more if that ball left the yard after Mooney reaches first base after the error from Zhang Aozhuang. Here's Jorge Burgos from the left side. Zhuang steps off. He's going to throw to second base. They appeal to see if Mooney had tagged the bag coming back around second. He did, so still him at first base with one out in this third inning. Zhuang throws. Fastball, outer edge, strike one. That at 91 miles an hour. Two singles from Burgos and Devers got things started in the second. Then Coyado hammered a homer to right to put him up 3-2. Then Tincher went back-to-back out to left center. That's the difference. Burgos up again. The pitch. On the ground, hit hard. Tagged by Simpson. He tags the back, throws to second. The tag is late from Angeles as Mooney slides in. Well, a good job by Simpson to tag and then throw over. But Mooney was moving quick enough that Angeles didn't quite get that thing down in time. And now with two outs, here comes Jose Devers. So Lansing was looking like they were in a good spot to win this series finale, but they're going to need some offense. Down 4-2 now, bottom three. Pitch home, there goes Mooney to third. This is whacked up to right field. Bautista Jr. coming in, has room to his right. Reaches up, makes the catch. And there is the third and final out. So nice job by Zhuang. Works around the mistake at first base. Gets three straight outs. And we will head to the fourth. Lansing trailing Lake County 4-2.
Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, three innings complete as we head to the fourth in the series finale and the finale before the All-Star break next week. Lansing trailing 4-2 after a four-run second from Lake County answered the two-run second from the Nuts. Will Simpson coming to the plate. Brian Welbaus, Luke Mann to follow. It's 4-5-6 against the righty Zach Jacobs. He throws. That's lashed back up and over our heads out of play. Simpson got the scoring started thanks to a double that was looped perfectly down the left field line. And he came in to score on a wild pitch after Buelbas singled him over to third. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Jacobs a deep breath. Throws home. That's inside. One ball, two strikes. Simpson now 5-for-21 in this series. That double was the 143rd this year for the Nuts. They have supplied their fair share of extra bases. 1-2. reaches that one, the slider outside. Simpson is down. Second strikeout for Jacobs to open up this fourth inning. The Nuts riding high coming into this one. They have won three straight games. First time they've done that in just over a month. Had to go back to the end of the Peoria series and then the Dayton series when they strung three together. First pitch home. That's too tall for Brian Buelbas. Ball one. 10 hits in this series for Buelbas. 4-2 captains, top four. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Buelbas even had a ball and a strike. So just over a month the last time they had strung together three straight victories. And it's the first time in the second half that the Nuts have done this. The pitch, breaking ball, is shot through the middle towards the left side, scooped up by the shortstop Pinal, throws to first in time, finishing his run at the second base position in shallow right field. He was moving well there. Good speed, good hand-eye coordination on the run. Takes away a potential squibbing hit up the middle from Buelbas. Two outs. All right, here's Luke Mann. The pitch home. That drops in there, strike one. So you go back, 6-2 was the series finale against Peoria. That was a doubleheader. Lansing won both games, 5-1 and 5-3. The pitch, swing and a miss from Mann, 0-2. And then the opening series was at Dayton. They won 9-2 after trailing that game 2-0. That was the last time the Nuts had strung together three straight wins. 0-2. Outside. Of course, that has changed now with wins yesterday 2-1, the day before Friday 6-5, and then Thursday a 13-4 thrashing after dropping the first two in this series in Eastlake. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, that comes in. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. Man got hit in that right leg. Boy, he does such a good job of not really showing any emotions. When he gets hit by a pitch, it happened earlier in this series. And no reaction there from him. Tough. So he is up to first base. Lugnuts have a base runner for the third time in four innings. That comes with two outs, and here comes Cam Masterman. Before that, though, we get a visit from the pitching coach, Kevin Arminio. 4-2 Lake County in the top of the fourth inning. So after today, off day tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to time up one with the Major League Draft that starts tonight. Then you've got the All-Star Game coming up on Tuesday. And then the Lugnuts will be back at home for a little mini three-game series against Great Lakes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then finally, after all of that, we talked about how the Nuts had not played West Michigan in the entire first half. Just remarkable. One of the teams in their division that they're competing for a playoff spot. Lansing didn't play them. There's 16 divisions. Dayton, Lake County, West Michigan, Lansing, Great Lakes, and Fort Wayne all in the Eastern Division. And the Nuts didn't play the Tigers affiliate through the first half. They did play them in a home series recently. They will head out to LMCU Ballpark and Comstock Park for their first six-game set on the road against West Michigan in a couple of weeks. Here's the pitch home. That's down low to Cameron Masterman. Ball one. So there you go. That's what's coming up. 4 days off, and then it'll be nine games in a row outside of the Monday off day traditionally scheduled. That will come in a couple of weeks after the All-Star break. Righty-righty, the 1-0 pitch. That's outside. On the outside corner, strike one.
There's an interesting thing with all the draft picks this year, because the Arizona Complex League, the season ends July 25th. And after a draft pick signs his contract, within 15 days, he needs to be assigned to an affiliate. So we should get more guys this year.
1-2 out the pitch. That's outside. 2-1. Well, that's why this time, even though there's stretches of no baseball for a few days, we enjoy it, getting to follow the draft and see who the A's select and, yes, who quickly is going to ascend and get assigned to the Nuts. 2-1 pitch. There's a ball on the ground over to the shortstop now, and it goes through the legs into left field. Boy, the mistakes from the captains in this game. Believe it or not, that will be the first error charge to the captains today, but they have kicked around the baseball a couple of times already through the first few innings of this series finale. We just saw Hanau make that great play to get Brian Welbas. That was as routine as it comes. And he just missed it. Picked the head up too quick. Yesterday, three errors for the captains. They had two the day before and two before the day before that. So they have struggled picking up the baseball as Zach Jacobs will exit through 3 2/3 innings pitched.
I guarantee you that the pitching coach Arminio went to the mound and said to Jacobs, "You're facing one more batter. Get him, you'll get through four innings." And so he gets a grounder to short for the third out, goes to the wickets, and he doesn't complete four.
That's tough. And we'll see if Lansing can take advantage. They're down 4-2 in the top of the fourth. They need something to kind of spark them after a four-run second inning from Lake County. And now coming in for the captains, it is Matt Jacek. That is J-A-C-H-E-C. The righty, 6 foot, 205-pound, 22-year-old from Hoffman Estates. A sycamore out of Indiana State to get the ball here to try and get the final out of this fourth inning.
Lugnuts faced him on Tuesday, Adam. He looked great early. He set down the first six batters that he faced. He struck out four of them. And then the Lugnuts solved him, and it went walk, single, and after a couple of outs, RBI, single, C.J. Rodriguez, and then they took him out of the game. So all things considered, three innings, one run. But the more they got a good look at Jacek, the more the Lugnuts solved him.
He's pitched in 10 innings so far this year, giving up 6 earned runs, a couple home runs, 17 strikeouts, 6 walks. So, again, another, it seems like, good potential find for the Cleveland Guardians organization. They just churn out excellent pitching. And this is a fringe spot in this game. It's Cole Kahn coming up. He singled in the second, 3-for-7 in this series. But two on with two out after an HBP and an error. And Lansing would love to at least get a run back. Is there something more on the table here? 4-2 captains, top four. Kind of a slower, lethargic moving start to our Sunday. The pitch is a ground ball that's whacked over under the glove of the shortstop. Hanau diving to his right into left field. Around third, man comes in to score. The tag into third base comes off the bat, glove of Devers. And sliding in safe is Masterman. An RBI single from Cole Kahn on the first pitch to welcome Jacek. And the Nuts are back to within one. Cole Kahn advances to second on the throw to third.
It's another mistake, too, because if Jose Devers catches that throw into third base, he's got a tag potentially on Cameron Masterman right as Luke Mann is trying to score. Might have wiped out the run. He just dropped the throw.
Again, the captains just haven't been able to squeeze him here. Here's Danny Bautista Jr., second and third. The pitch flies outside, ball one. So, up 2-0, down 4-2. And now down 4-3 with runners at second and third and two outs in the fourth. Action aplenty early on from both sides. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, grabs that outside corner. Strike one, nice pitch from Jacek.
He is such long arm action. There are arms and legs going everywhere. And then that slider comes breaking in.
Set from the stretch, inward point with the front left foot. Throws home. This is whistled up and out of play by Bautista. 1-2. Flied out to second in his first at-bat. And again, the Nuts, these are all unearned runs, however many they get. The first one coming moments ago after the E6 that allowed Masterman to reach from Hanau's mistake. And the ball that just trickled right through his legs. It's short. Righty-righty, the 1-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Bottom of the zone, fastball at 95. That's a good response from Jacek. Nuts do get a run after an HBP, an error, and an RBI single, but they leave two stranded. We're off to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia coming up, 4-3, captains.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, 3.5 complete, 4-3, Captains edging the Lugnuts as we bring you back for the series finale. Just before we hit the All-Star break, timed up with Major League Baseball. And that is it for Zhuang Ao Zhuang. He checks out after three innings. And in comes Grant Judkins, the tandem starter. Right-hander, kicks and throws home. Fastball grabs that outside corner. Strike one, should say the changeup there. So he starts him backwards. Good pitch right there from Judkins. Here comes pitch two. Whacked up in the air, but foul. No balls, two strikes on Jake Fox. Not the best outing for Zhuang. He was a little, it seemed, rusty or lethargic a little bit. I was missing with his pitches. Had an E1 on a little ground ball that he could have just tossed to first instead. Kind of took his time and ended up giving the runner the base. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip, and it's not held on to by Khan, so it remains 0-2. All things considered, it is just four hits allowed for Zhuang, but again, two of them were homers, so he gives up four runs, all earned, two strikeouts, no walks. The pitch. Reach down, bouncing ball towards second. Charging as Yamauchi sets, fires to first in time. Jake Fox is out, and it's a good start for Grant Judkins.
Down to back, the center fielder, number 31, Shohei.
Judkins, the man out of Pella, Iowa. 26-year-old, 6'3", 215-pounder. Here comes the pitch home. This is popped up into the clouds. Out of play, right side from Jonah Advincula. Next pitch. This is launched out to left center field. Masterman to his left, and he's got it in front of the track. And there is the second out. I should say Grant Judkins, 27-year-old, because he had a birthday in early July. Oh, maybe not. It's August. Okay, I'm looking at the his signing date. The pitch and the breaking ball is in there. Strike one. That fooled me. 26, 27. Age is just a number, Jesse. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That floats outside. One ball, one strike.
I've heard that 26 is the new 27.
Well, sure. 1-1. There's a bouncing ball over towards second. It's fielded by Yamauchi. Up with it, throws to Simpson at first. And that is going to do it. Quickly, our trivia question today. When was the last Major League Baseball All-Star game that didn't have a former Lugnut in it? What year was that? The last Major League All-Star game without a former Lansing Lugnut feature. That's your question. We'll answer it in the seventh. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. And speaking of him, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back right after this. Captains up 4-3.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal
when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. 4-3, the Lugnuts are down. Matt Jasek's first pitch. Johnny Butler takes ball one high. Good to have you along with us. Butler, Yamauchi, and Angeles, 1-2-3 in the order against the right-hander Jasek. Butler batting left. The pitch. Outside. 2-0. Jasek just came out of the bullpen replacing the starter, Jacobs. Jacobs to Jasek. But we're going backwards alphabetically, J-A-C-O, J-A-C-H. The pitch, foul tipped, strike one. Butler has walked, but then he was picked off by Jacobs in the first inning and caught stealing. And then in the third inning, he flied out to left field. Calls for time here. Now we're ready. Nobody on, nobody out. Nuts down by a run. The pitch. Swing and a miss again. Fastball exploding by him away. 2-2. Now the sun is out. And now the day becomes progressively more sweltering. And the Lugnuts are wearing their black uniforms. Butler choking up on the black bat with white batting gloves. Target in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. Jasek came out of the bullpen. First batter that he faced, Cole Kahn got him for an RBI single, scorched into left center, splitting Luke Mann. That brought the Lugnuts within one. But then he struck out Danny Bautista Jr. looking, and that stranded runners at second and third. Quickly, the second baseman Mooney shifts up the middle against Casey Yamauchi batting right. The pitch. Slider down and outside. Ball one. Yamauchi's 0-2. The pitch on its way. A ground ball on the left side. The shortstop Hanau dropped it off his glove, down to his feet, and Yamauchi's on another error by Hanau. He has committed errors in back-to-back innings. This one looked bad from the start. He did not fully get in front of it, and he went for the backhand on a ball that was really right there in between his legs. It hit off the heel of his glove. It bounced down between his legs. It's Lake County's second error. And Angel Hanau commits his eighth. Now A. Rebiel Anales. One on, one out. Down 4-3 in the fifth. Righty to righty. Popped up on the right side and a foul ground. First baseman Collado makes the catch just to the left of the stripe. Right in front of Yamauchi, who he then applies the tag, but faces standing on the bed. That's a very disappointing out number two.
Casey at the bat. Ag.
Yeah, Casey at the bag. There's Will Simpson. Righty, righty. Down by a run. Tying run on. Two away. The pitch. Below the knees, ball one.
feel like Lansing needs a big swing here to kind of flip the momentum. We're kind of just sitting in purgatory right now, middle innings, one-run game. They need to inject some life into their side.
I know a guy who could do that. Simpson back in the second inning, doubled and scored the Lugnuts' first run. Jacek offers. Missed outside. He's behind Simpson. Two balls and no strikes. Will has 10 homers and now 18 doubles, plus 4 triples. The center fielder at Vincula is playing him deep out to right center. Lipscomb, straight away and left. Fox, straight away and deep and right. Jacek's pitch. That's ball 3 down and away. I would ask you, do you send Yamauchi from first base? But right now, everybody just watching as Jacek is nibbling.
I'd like a green light right here.
You know what? Me too. On deck, Guelbas. 3-0. Here it comes to Simpson. It takes ball 4 way outside. Will draws his team-leading 54th walk of the year. Yamauchi to second. Simpson on at first. His on-base streak is at 17 games. So tying run in scoring position. Go ahead, run. Now on. And the batter, Brian Guelbas, who singled, stole second, stole third, and he scored the Lugnuts' second run back in the second inning. Grounded out to shortstop in the fourth. First look against Jacek. Guelbas against Jacek back on Tuesday, flat out to right field against him. 4-3 Lake County. Door opened by the air by Hanau. Jacek delivers. Starts him off with a called strike in the inside corner. Outfield purely straight up now. Lipscomb in left, Advincula in center, Fox in right. Fox once again is basically playing right at the track. The first baseman, Collado, way off his line. The second baseman, Mooney, is right up the middle. Here's the pitch. Down and away, that slider missing again. A 4-run bottom of the second inning right now has Lake County up by a run. 3-run homer, Collado. Home run by the catcher, Tincher, immediately following. The 1-1 pitch. Guelbas bounces foul over his manager coaching at third, Conklin. Down the left side. That was where we saw a fan topple right out of the stands yesterday.
That was something. Good effort. Just fell right over.
I would say there was an effort. I don't know about the goodness of it. Thankfully, all right. Scrambled back into the stands. 1-2. Pitcher's count. Jacek throws. Check swing. That got away. On appeal, he didn't go. And so both runners move up on 2. A wild pitch escaping Tincher, bouncing left. To third, Yamauchi, and to second, Simpson. Well, that's crucial.
Boy, I thought, I mean, that's tough for us to see, but I thought he offered on that.
You and me both. Bases umpire Spivak rejected the appeal. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 ducks on the pond. The pitch. He swings and misses. Strike 3. Jacek fans him with a pitch up and out. That inning sandwich with strikeouts, the error and the walk in between, and Lugnuts left at second and third. Halfway to the house, Captains up on top, 4-3.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's 4-3 Lake County. Captains coming up for the home half of the fifth inning. Taking on the right-hander from Iowa, Grant Judkins. Judkins deals to Johnny Tincher, ball one up and in. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jaxa. Tincher, Lipscomb, and Mooney, 9-1 and 2. Johnny Tincher's 1-for-1 with a homer. Here's the pitch. The front door breaking ball missed inside. 2-0. That home run hit by Tincher off the right-handed starter Chen Zhengao Zhuang, who just departed the field. Pitch on its way. Up and in, ball three. See, to get to the clubhouses here at Classic Auto Group Park in Lake County, you have to walk all the way down the right side. The 3-0. Right in there for a called strike. And that means past the captain's dugout, past the tarp, past the captain's bullpen in the right field corner, and there the gate opens. Here's the pitch. Tincher takes a called strike two. The Judkins sweeper. And then you walk up the rampway. You walk past the batting cage barn. Payoff to Tincher. Struck him out swinging. Judkins fell behind 3-0 and then three straight strikes for his first strikeout. And it went breaking ball to get him. Hooked Tincher for at number one. 4-3 Captains turn the lineup over. And for a third time, Guy Lipscomb. So I think now, Adam, that Chen Zhengao Zhuang has now arrived back at the clubhouse, way outside the ballpark to the right. Left-handed batter Lipscomb, righty Judkins, third baseman man in. Pitch on its way. Strike called outside corner, fastball.
A little bit of a character-building journey trying to get back there at this park.
Might have to stop for a road snack, you know? Fill up for gas. There's the 0-1. Bunt shown, pulled back, the fastball high. Zhuang, three innings, four hits, four runs, all of them in that second inning. The back-to-back homers. Struck out two.
Get yourself some tendies on the way. They're pretty good here.
Did you go tendies today? 1-1. Breaking ball grounded foul up the right side. Strike two for Lipscomb. 0-2. Foul out, strikeout.
Not yet, but maybe in the cards. We got some time.
Do you have your coupon? Your final coupon?
It's back there.
Great coupon. One out, base is clear. The windup, the 1-2. Foul tip, no. Foul ball at home plate, not cut by Khan. Lipscomb stays alive. Now in Bowling Green, Kentucky, that was an interesting walk to get out to the clubhouse because the gate was in left center in fair territory. Judkins 1-2. Fastball high. You couldn't just do what Zhuang did where you're just walking along the field. The whole route is in foul ground. Got to walk all the way out there, all the way out there. The windup in the 2-2. Fouled back into the screen.
Last time we were there in 19, I can't remember, someone got ejected and we had to wait for them to make the slow trot all the way out there.
And they were not hustling. One out, base is clear. Captain's up by a run of the home fifth. A break even. Lipscomb lines it over the first baseman Simpson, rainbowing down to right field for a base hit. Scoop by Batista Jr. Lipscomb blew a tie around in first. Erie's back to the bag, though. Casey Amuchi logs into second. That's a one-out single for Guy Lipscomb. Didn't quite stick the landing on the routing of first, but we're not going to deduct a tenth of a point from his batting average. Here's Alex Mooney. Let me tell you the farthest clubhouse I've ever seen. Mooney takes a called strike on the inside corner. Good fastball. Lake County is a runner at first, one gone, bottom of the fifth. Up by one run on the Lugnuts in the series finale. Caps won the first two, Lansing's won the last three. Mooney is 0-2. Righty to righty. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, 0-2. In Florence, Kentucky, home of the Yalls, and when I was there, home of the Florence Freedom. The clubhouses were up a road. You'd have to go out the gate, which was in right center, and then you'd have to go up a hill. And up on top of the hill, you'd finally reach the clubhouse. Two-strike pitch. Up and away. Ball one. And so, of course, there was a gigantic rain delay during our series, and everyone was running from the dugout up through the gate, and you just watched them all stream up the hill all the way up to the clubhouse. Mooney takes, ball two up and inside. It was like a joke that had been pulled by Florence on every visiting team. But that was the culture of the Frontier League, was your job was to make it more uncomfortable for teams coming in. Judkins sets. Fires into first, and tagged late by Simpson. Lipscomb back in. In college football, right, it's not about making sure that whoever comes in is comfortable. Gain whatever advantage you can. That was Frontier League Baseball. One out. Two ball, two strike pitch. Judkins to Mooney. Pickoff instead. Tag late. Once again, Lipscomb safe.
Although some of these visiting locker rooms and just facilities overall in college football, they've gotten pretty nice.
Maybe the culture has changed.
Not in Iowa.
2-2. A ground ball on the left side. Two hops to Luke Mann. Feed second. They get it out. Yamauchi over to first. Not in time. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. And Mooney takes Lipscomb's spot at first. Two outs. I mean, we do have an Iowa Hawkeye on the mound.
Exactly. So talk to Grant Judkins about that pink locker room that they have. Little gamesmanship over there in Kinnick.
Pink is said to relax a person, right? So, hey, visiting football teams, relax.
Take it easy, yeah.
Here's Angel Henao, switch hitter batting left, number three hitter in the order. The pitch, fouled back. Lake County is leading 4-3 and batting in the fifth. Mooney a threat to run at first. South Bend tried that some years ago. The Cubs painted the visiting clubhouse pink, and it turns out a visiting baseball team relaxing before a game is actually psychologically great for the visitors. And now it takes ball one outside.
Michigan went in there for a night game. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and they redecorated the whole thing to take the pink away. Jesse, they still lost the game.
That's the Iowa defense. 1-1 pitch from Judkins to Hanau, who has committed two errors. Long hold, the deal. Check swing, down and away on appeal. Didn't go. Ball two. Been a tough game for Hanau. Strikeout, flyout, and then error in the fourth, error in the fifth. Alex Mooney, the runner at first. 31 steals this year. Pickoff though, tag, not in time. Grant Judkins this year has picked off one runner from first base. Oh, it's raining. It's raining here now in Lake County. The 2-1. Fouled away left side. Now hang on. I'm looking out over the field. There are some cottony cumulus clouds here, some there, some blue sky. We've got one cloud that is right over the field that is raining on the poor folks. It's not raining all that hard.
It's about to go bye-bye.
But you know what? I think with this kind of humid weather, this rain must feel great. The wind is gusting now, too. A pickoff, though. Tag late. There's pickoff number two for Mooney.
It's about half and half. The folks that have stayed in their seats and those that have gone up to the concourse to get some help of not getting the rain.
2-2. Fouled off at home. You know, the Clash asked, should I stay or should I go now?
It's a great question. Shelter, that's the word I was looking for. I got stuck on that one.
If I go, there will be trouble.
Give me shelter, Jesse.
Oh, we're rolling right through. We saw a Jagger the other day. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 4-3, captains. Here's the pitch. Mooney runs, check swing high. A throw to second base. The tag, not in time. But at the plate, home plate umpire Durkin says, and now strikes out. And that ends the fifth inning. So, you know, if Cole Kahn could have thrown out Mooney trying to steal, he would have had a four-out fifth. As it is, three outs suffice. Give me the sixth inning. Lake County 4, Lansing 3 from Classic Auto Group Park.
What's up? This is Will.i.am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Sixth inning slang today is draft day edition, just to let you know. As we head into the sixth, Luke Mann, Cameron Masterman, Cole Conman against Matt Jacek, the right end. And his first pitch, strike called at the letters inside corner to the left-handed slugging Luke Mann. Mann and the Lugnuts down 4-3 to Jacek and the Caps.
How about they have an inning, man?
Yeah. Righty to lefty, pitch on its way. A tapper up the right side. Jacek over, picks it up, underhands to first. One gone. Now Cameron Masterman. Your sixth inning slang rolls in. What does it mean for a baseball player to catch helium? That is your draft day slang. What does it mean to catch helium? Answer coming in the home half. Have you heard that before?
I have not.
Righty, righty. Jacek's pitch. Cameron Masterman takes ball one high. I will tell you, it's a good thing. Masterman today 0-1 with a sac fly. The pitch. Line foul up the right side. Up under the seats with a high hop. And that baseball bounds out near the concourse. Got a little worried because that's where all the youngsters are running around. That pitch was hit hard. Ball and a strike. First round, second round tonight. The pitch, Masterman takes up and away. Two balls and a strike. Let me throw out some more slang just to fill up this top of the sixth inning, just to go through some baseball jargon with you with the draft that I really enjoy. How about linked? Here's the 2-1. Ground ball in a left field, base hit between Devers and Hendow. Masterman is on. Lipscomb relays it in. One out single for Cameron Masterman. You know what I mean with linked, where they'll just say, the A's have been linked to this player before the draft starts.
The scuttlebutt pre-draft.
That's right.
The draft trackers into the night before the draft that Jesse clicks on heavily.
I am. I'm clicking on all of it. Switch hitting Cole Conn batting left. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down low. And then the draft ends. Really, the draft continues, and I go, all right, that was the first rounder, that's the second rounder. Ooh, look who they took in the 12th round from UIC, this switch hitting catcher named Cole Conn. I like this guy. Lugnuts down by a run in the sixth, one on one out. The pitch. Conn flies it foul off the left side. Because, you know, after a guy gets drafted, I start searching their name, and I start to find every single person who goes, this is a sleeper. The A's found a sleeper hit in the 12th round.
I don't know if I'd want to find a sleeper as a hitter.
That bat is awake. Pickoff throw. Masterman is safe. I mean, Conn today, single in the second. RBI single in the fourth.
You get excited about a lot of things. A lot of things in your life. I have never seen you more excited than you get at this time for the Major League Baseball draft.
It's so good. A break-even 1-1 from Jacek. On its way. At the letters called strike two.
I mean, I'm talking Commanders. I'm talking the state of Maryland. I'm talking baseball. I'm talking family. I'm talking friends. I'm talking everything. Nothing compares when it comes to the Major League Baseball draft for this man.
It's wonderful. Pitcher's pitch here. Jacek's 1-2. Outside. Let Will Johnston's family know that before he ever fired his first pitch in the A's organization, that I was already fired up for Will Johnston.
This is the time of the year when I go on Twitter. I've turned off my notifications. I have about 17 DMs from Jesse on write-ups about the guys the A's have took or just guys in general.
Yes. Here comes the 2-2. Outside, the A's third rounder was approaching, and I'm messaging Adam going, you know, Stephen Echevarria is still available. New Jersey's best high school pitcher is still available. They took him. I went, look, they got him. Pitched yesterday for Stockton, looking good. Could see him before the year is over. Diego Barrero, the 20th rounder last year. Now he's a lug nut. Payoff pitch, runner moves. It's grounded up the middle, hopping off the mound. Off of Hanau's glove. He botched another one. And this might be three straight innings with an error for the shortstop Hanau. Masterman to second, and Kahn safely on at first base. Oh, what a nightmare game for Angel Hanau.
Well, Lansing has to capitalize. You said it. He's committed multiple mistakes. They have to make Lake County pay here.
Number 11 prospect in the Guardians organization. One of the best players on this Lake County team after he got the call-up from Lynchburg. Playing shortstop today, and it has been a disaster. And now you've got the tying run at second. The go-ahead run at first. Number 9 hitter Danny Bautista Jr., one out, top of the sixth. Righty, righty. Matt Jacek sets, offers. At the letters, strike one call. Ian Durkin called the high strike. Adam is very happy. Bautista Jr. struck out looking against Jacek to end the fourth inning with Lugnuts at second and third. This is round two. The pitch. Did not chase outside.
I love watching that right there. A batter on the right side watches that slider come across. It looks like it's center cut, and then it goes outside, and not by a ton. Bautista Jr., he was disciplined, laid off of it.
Jacek shook his head, now nods yes. The Indiana State Sycamore. Readies, throws, fastball high and tight. Two balls, one strike. Jacek drafted last year in the 18th round. He followed the 18th rounder from 2022, Zach Jacobs. And they always say when the Cleveland Guardians select pitchers, watch out now. Great arms. Great development. The 2-1. Punched on the ground, and it took a wicked hop right past Mike Collado. It's into right field. Cameron Masterman is around to score. The cutoff throw not taken in cleanly by Collado. The catcher Tincher has to leave the home plate circle to rescue. 4-4 in the sixth inning. Cole Kahn over to third, and Danny Bautista Jr. all the way up to second base. Give him an RBI single on the wicked hop past Collado.
He smoked that baseball. I could feel it coming. I mean, he's sitting 2-1. What's he going to get? Well, he got a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and he punched it the other way. 101 off the bat, and Lansing has indeed taken advantage of the air. They're in business to potentially grab the lead back.
Pitching coach Kevin Arminio out for a word with Matt Jacek. The Lugnuts have the tie-breaking runs in scoring position. And they've got the top of the order coming up. Johnny Butler, Casey Yamauchi, Avery Villanueva. It is simply a single, and then the runners move up on the throw in by the right fielder Fox. So big to get Bautista Jr. up to second, not just because he has great speed, not just because he could now score on a Johnny Butler single, but it takes away the potential of a double play ball.
It's time for a big inning, Jesse. Lansing's put them together the last couple of days. Didn't have one yesterday, but this is a little bit more of a high-scoring game. They had a 2-run 9th, the 3-run 6th a couple of days ago, the 7-run 6th, the 5-run 9th a few days ago when this win streak started. Again, you get the run in, but you really got to make Lake County pay for this. As you mentioned, top of the order due up. You need some big swings here.
Hang on. It's the sixth inning. Now, yesterday, the Lugnuts were blanked in the sixth, but the previous six games, they had combined for 18 runs in the sixth inning, and they had homered at least once in each of those sixths. So, here's Johnny Butler, second and third, one out, 4-4, top of the sixth, infield in. The pitch, fastball inside, ball one. Will we see another sixth inning smash? Butler has homered three times in this series. 0-2 today with a walk. Righty Jacek against the left-handed batter. Here it comes. Opted foul, left side. One ball, one strike. Lake County gets some action up in its pen. Right-hander Jake Miller. It was Miller whom the Lugnuts feasted on in their 13-4 victory on Thursday. Now in the Sunday finale, looking for a fourth straight win in Lake County. Here's the pitch. Line drive back to the middle, base hit center field. Colcon scores. Batista Jr.'s first move was back to second. He advances as far as third. An RBI single by Butler gives the Lugnuts the lead. Lansing's up 5-4 in the sixth.
I mean, they got to go get this guy. Lansing is locked in right now. They're squaring up pitches. Good swing right there by Butler, right back through the middle. And Lansing has taken the lead again. Great work.
This is exactly what happened to Jacek the last time he faced Lansing. So effective early. And then as the outing wore on, the barrel started to mount. He's going to face Casey Amauchi as Lake County looks for a double play ball. First and third, one out. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss, strike one on the slider.
I mean, this guy is due. He's hit the ball hard the last 2 days. He's had balls eaten up by Jose Devers over at third. He is due for one to sneak through and punch in another run. And number six, try and give him number six on the board.
0 for 3 today. 5-4, the Lugs lead in the sixth inning. Two runs home. The deal. A chopper hit weakly toward third. Grabbed by Devers. Throws to second for now. Throw to first. Overshoots Collado. Yamauchi went just up the first base side. Collado will apply the tag. He did not commit. He's safe. All the while, Batista Jr. scores. RBI fielder's choice for Yamauchi. And now the Lugs are up 6-4.
Doesn't have to be pretty. Just get the job done. And he does. Lansing a three-run six. This is what we're talking about. Take advantage of the air they have. And that lead is back in their grasps.
That was nearly another error. Alex Mooney's throw airmailing Mike Collado got lucky that it bounced right back to him instead of leaving play. Ari Bielanele steps in. Yamauchi runs the pitch up and inside. A throw down by Tincher. Mooney's tag not in time. Yamauchi steals the bag head first. Fifth steal in as many tries for Casey Yamauchi in a scoring position. One ball and no strikes on Angeles.
Ruby got a home run for us, Jesse, just for a little exclamation point in this sixth.
It would be lovely. He has mashed the captains all year. Single would be enough for another run. The deal. He pops it up instead. Foul ground. The catcher Tincher toward his dugout and went down to his knees to make the catch. Nearly a gigantic collision with Collado. Tincher's down in his back. Collado's down in his side. Collado is holding his left shoulder. But that does retire the side in the top of the sixth inning. Lansing scores three runs in the top of the sixth. They strand the runner at second base. And as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Nuts lead 6-4 over Lake County.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family?
Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts scored the game's first two. Lake County scored four in a row. Now Lansing is the lead, 6-4, bottom of the sixth. Jorge Burgos takes ball one. Breaking ball inside from the right-hander, Grant Judkins. Burgos, Devers, Spox, 4-5-6 in the Lake County order, looking for the response after the Nuts plated three in the top of the sixth inning off Matt Jasek. Right-hander Judkins winds, throws. High pop up in the infield. Second baseman Yamauchi locates shortstop Anales under on his center field grass, makes the catch. And that is at number one. After Chen Zheng Aojuang fired a perfect first inning, allowed four runs in the second on back-to-back homers, a three-run shot by Mike Collado and a solo homer by Johnny Tincher, and then worked around his own error in a hitless third inning. Judkins worked a perfect fourth, worked around a hit in the fifth, now here in the sixth. We've got a delay. Baseball got away up the right side. And the Lansing Lugnuts team buses are rolling back into the parking lot. Hello to our motor coach operators. Doing just such a fine job all this year and every year through Dean. Here's the first pitch to Jose Devers. Outside corner, called strike one. Adam and I received a new tour of the brand new motor coach that they have just started to use. A one. That's a fly ball out to left center, and this is routine for Cameron Masterman from left. Under, puts it away, two outs. The motor coach is stylish, so much better than when I first started riding with the Lugnuts back in 2009. The amenities, my goodness. Well, here's your sixth inning slang today. What does it mean for somebody to catch helium, today being draft day? Two outs, nobody on, 6-4 Lugnuts. Right-handed Judkins to the left-handed swinging Jake Fox. Skied left side. Foul ground for Luke Mann. Is there room for the third baseman? Off his glove and down. There was a little bit of room, but the railing came right there with the concrete. Took his eye off the ball and off the heel of the glove. So, strike one for Jake Fox. All right, Adam. Any ideas for catch helium?
I'm guessing to be able to jump up.
Yes. Helium makes a balloon rise. So if a player catches helium, he rises up the draft board. Oh, one. Fouled back over our heads. So if there's a guy who suddenly makes a jump, you know, he's seen as a top 100 prospect, suddenly jumps into the top 50, a guy jumping into the first round, that guy is caught helium. You ever caught helium? Oh, two. Doubt it in. I guess if you're on the broadcast and you catch helium, it would mean something different.
Yeah, I don't think so, Jesse. I don't think I've ever caught helium. Maybe someday.
I feel like it would be a Lake County Captain's broadcast crew move to inhale some helium and then call the game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. High cheddar. Couldn't stop himself. And Judkins notches his third strikeout, fanning Fox. Let's go to the seventh. That fastball caught some helium. And we are going to the seventh with the Lugnuts leading 6-4 over the Lake County Captains. Adam Jackson is coming right back with a call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too.
Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, two-thirds of the way home, and Lansing is closing in potentially on another series win and a fourth straight victory before we head to the All-Star break. Nuts up 6-4 thanks to a three-run sixth. They will bring up Simpson, Quelbas, and Mann for 5-6 in the seventh, and they will face the birthday boy. Jake Miller, the right-hander, has checked in. Happy 24th birthday to him, the 6'2", 210-pounder. Works from the stretch to open things up. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
A couple of days ago, he allowed six runs and just two-thirds of an inning to the Lugnuts. Maybe today he's older and wiser.
Well, he definitely is older. Wiser? We'll see. A one. That's on the outside corner. So far, he's looking good. Great pitch right there at 95 on the gun. Works from the first base side of the slab from the stretch. Simpson today, 1-for-2 with a walk and a double and a run scored. The pitch, lashed out to right center field. Advíncula is going back towards the track, reaches up on a mini jump, and he makes the catch. He stops himself on the padded wall in right center. A ball that was hammered 98 off the bat is a long out for Simpson.
I love seeing that from Will. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone, away. And there's the quickness of the hands. On an 0-2 pitch, he nearly knocked it out of here.
Lugnuts would have loved an extra run. Go up by three instead. A 6-4 lead remains. Here's Brian Quelbas. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, no strikes. Quelbas has had a heck of a series. 10-for-23. He scored six runs, swiped two more bags to give him five in the series with his two today. 1-0. Breaking ball drops in right over the heart of the plate, strike one. He also had a ball that nearly got up the middle, but Hanau, although he struggled with a few errors, made a great play to keep Quelbas off the bases in the fourth. Ryan struck out in the fifth. The one, or the pitch. That's up high, 2-1. 6-4 Nuts, we're in the top of the seventh. Lansing wins today. They win the series. And they win the season series by winning all three series against Lake County if they win today. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball is chopped up out of play. Two balls, two strikes. They already have won the season series. They're 11-6 against the Captains. And 7-4 here in Eastlake. But it'd be nice to get that thing to 12-6 and come home winning four straight. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball on two hops over to short. Hanau has this one set. Sidearms to first. No problem there. And the crowd approves.
This crowd understands.
A good baseball crowd.
Or was that sarcastic? Was that encouraging?
No, that was 100% sarcastic, but that's a good baseball crowd. They understand he's had some problems over there today.
I would like that cheer to be supportive.
It was. Just a little extra.
Hey.
A little extra under it. Here's Luke Mann. Pitch home. He takes a pitch down low, ball one. 6-4 Nuts here in the top of the seventh. You ever draw a sarcastic cheer before in anything you do?
I'm sure.
One 0 pitch. Swing and a miss. I want to take you back to me being forced into the BP cage in Fort Wayne after I hacked and missed at about 13 or 14 pitches. Finally drew some contact. I felt some of that jeering. That's okay, though. They're better for it. 1-1. Inside. Touch low as well. 2-1.
I'm glad they did, because you got your timing right, and suddenly, rope after rope.
It took me a while. I don't know if I've ever swung a wood bat before, and it's been about 10-plus years since I'd swung a bat in general. 2-1 pitch. That's inside. 3 balls and a strike.
My biggest fear was not that you would miss, but that you would make contact and break the bat.
Really?
I did not want you to break the bat.
Oh, man. Oh, I feel that. I was definitely feeling like I wasn't going to make any contact. 3-1 pitch. That's right across the chute. Inside corner, I suppose. Right there on the black. Looked like it was right across the plate. Either way, fastball at 95, and we're full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs on the Lugnuts with Luke Mann up there. Base is clear, 6-4. The pitch, swing and a miss. That fell right out of the zone. Good-looking first inning for the birthday boy, Jake Miller, his 24th, and he gets the Nuts to go down 1-2-3 with a punch out. Let's stretch it out. Bottom seven coming up. Lansing in front, 6-4.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're back here for the stretch. Let's take you down to this seventh inning stretch being sung. Lugnuts. All right, well sung there. 6-4 as we stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing leading. They also did God Bless America, too. So fully covered here in Lake County. The Nuts looking to win their fourth straight. It's been back and forth. 2 runs in the second, 4 runs in the second for the Captains to grab the lead. And Lansing has scored 4 straight since with a run in the fourth and then 3 in the sixth. And in the meantime, Grant Judkins has quietly stole the show. 3 innings, just 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. How about this from the Iowa native? Gets the bottom third of the card in the seventh. Jonah Advincula, Mike Coyado, and Johnny Tincher. We are also going to get that trivia question answered for you here in the bottom of the seventh. Taking a little bit extra time here. Ian Durkin gets his mask on his hard hat, umpire, behind home plate. Now we're ready to go. Here's the first pitch. Fastball shoots in, top of the zone. It's in the zone, but it's called ball one. Advincula 0 for 2 today. Fly out. The pitch. That floats across the outside corner. Strike one. Righty-lefty matchup here with Judkins and Advincula. Judkins kicks and comes home. Breaking ball. That one was in the zone, and in the zone by a good margin. Boy, oh boy, some tough no calls here for Judkins. That one dropped in right inside the inner third, and not even on the black of the plate. So a 2-1 count. The pitch. That's in there, same spot. The fastball is called a strike. Join us on this roller coaster ride of an adventure here to open up the seventh. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and it's popped up foul. Third base side.
Come on, there's 3 innings left to win this game. I know we can do it before the All-Star break. Captain's fans, you're having a good time today. Let's go! Come on!
I'm trying to inject some energy into the crowd down there. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, that one just up. Some close pitches here. Judkins tried to drop that one in at the top. 3 balls, 2 strikes now in Advincula. Here's the payoff. Swing and it's popped up first base side, foul territory. Simpson coming in from first in the coach's box, makes the catch. And there you go. So an at bat that lasted a little bit longer than expected, but it ends in and out. All right, here comes Mike Coyado. He's got the big swing today. 3-run homer back in the second. Hammered a low 90s fastball from Zhuang. The pitch home. That's inside. Ball one. That's some tough sledding right now from Judkins. That one is in the zone. 1-0 pitch. That's kickback foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. All right, so trivia question that we asked you back in the fourth. When was the last Major League All-Star game that didn't have a former Lugnut? The pitch is outside, 2-1. It's been a little bit because of the guys that have come up and had success. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. being one staple. The pitch. That one is down low, 3-1. Jesse, we get any answers over there?
Yeah, Marsha Bullard wrote in with a guess.
3-1 pitch. Swing and it's fly back out of play. 3 balls, 2 strikes. What do you got?
Her guess was 2017.
Not 2017. Close. It was actually 2019, the last time the Lugnuts were not represented in the All-Star game. No All-Star game in 2020. 3-2 pitch. That's up and outside with the breaking ball. Ball four. So Coyado walks. That is the first walk that Lansing has issued today. So there you go. 21, 22, 23, and now here in 2024. Former Lugnuts in the All-Star game. Pretty cool.
That's a great question.
Thanks, man. It's a time called here, and it looks like we are going to get a pitching visit.
While in powwow, which they do a lot, totally cool, by the way, I want to give a big shout-out to the Lake County Captains pitcher, Jake Miller. It's his birthday.
So Don Schulze out there to gather the infield. 6-4, Nuts leading here in the bottom of the seventh. Again, the big swings for the Captains have kept them in this game. They have the 2 home runs in the second, so Johnny Tincher, the guy that had it, got to be careful here that this thing doesn't get tied up. Some longer games here in Lake County. Even yesterday's pitching duel lasted 2 hours and 26 minutes. Expected, though, from two teams that have the 2 best offenses in the league. They make you work out there on the mounds. So now here comes Tincher from the right side against the righty Judkins. 1 out, 1 on. 6-4 Nuts, bottom seven. The pitch. Breaking ball grabs that outer third. Strike one. Nice pitch from Judkins. He has looked great today. Here comes the next pitch. This is on the ground. Could be two. Right it on Hales. Underhand flip to Yamauchi. Throws to first. Plenty of time. Simpson's got it. And the Captains are done just like that in the seventh. 6-4-3 double play, an even number 70th double play turned by the Nuts this year. Let's head to the eighth. 6-4 Lansing leads.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, seven down, two left to go. Lansing six outs away from a series win and a fourth consecutive victory. Can they get some insurance here before they got to get those six outs? We'll find out. Cam Masterman steps in. First pitch from Jay Driver. And it's in there. Bottom of the zone, off speed, strike one. Driver, the new pitcher, number 33, that takes over. 6'3", 195-pound, 22-year-old from Massachusetts. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Masterman. He's reached twice today on an error, a base hit, scored a run, had a run driven in on the sac fly in the second. Productive day for Cam. 6-4 nuts. 0-2. Slider outside. One ball, two strikes. Driver, a smarty pants out of Harvard. Selected ninth round back last year in 2023. Guardians have the number one pick on the board tonight. It'll be interesting to see who they take. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He took the fastball there and blew it by Masterman. One down. So Jake Miller, the birthday boy, a perfect half inning of work in the seventh on his day. No runs, no hits, no walks, one strikeout. 14 pitches, 9 for strikes. Here's Cole Kahn, 6-4 nuts lead, top eight. Bases clear, one away. The pitch, outside, ball one. Kahn has had a good day. He's reached three times, two singles, one with an RBI, and reached on an error and scored. That's from the left side with the righty on the hill. Open stance from the left. The pitch, that's outside. He's got the white Franklin batting gloves on. Cole said he had to switch to those recently because his gray ones that he had been using for weeks just smelled awful. You don't want that. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. You know what they say. You gotta look good, feel good. You don't want to smell your hands and them just not be what you want. So the white one's being used now. He said he's got a couple of pairs. We've talked about this. The Franklin batting gloves, they almost look like goalie gloves. The extra padding that they have and the big strap they have at the bottom. 2-1 pitch. That's outside. Tell you what, the Copa Cup final and the Euros final today, if either of those go into PKs, you might want to call Cole Kahn. He could step in and look the part with those goalie glove-esque batting gloves on. 3-1. That's pop back foul. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Kahn. Hansing doing this today, up 6-4 on 7 hits. And again, it's been majority singles. Just one extra base hit, the double from Simpson in the second. First hit of the day for the Nuts. And the only extra base hit. 3-2. In there, bottom of the zone. Strike three called. Good pitch. A slider taken, two outs. back-to-back punch-outs for Driver. And now it's up to Danny Bautista Jr. Lugnuts in front by a pair. Base is clear. Righty-righty the pitch. Down low, ball one. Bautista Jr., a big swing in the sixth. RBI single that he punched through. Up over 100 on the exit below. Tied the game for the Nuts. They eventually scored two more. 1-0. That's way inside. Bautista Jr. straightens up. Dances back out of the way. Black socks pulled up for Danny. Black tops, gray pants. Those black socks with the red, white, and black Nikes on his feet. 2-0. That grabs the outside corner, bottom of the zone. Good pitch at 92 on the gun. Seven hits in all for the Nuts, one error. Five hits, three errors for Lake County. 2-1 pitch, way outside. So Bautista Jr. up 3-1. He was up 2-1 in the sixth when he rocketed that ball to first. Coyado had no chance to react to it.
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
An incredible outing today from Grant Judkins, the tandem starter. Went four innings, gave up one hit, no runs, with a walk and three strikeouts. Gets the Lansing Lugnuts through seven. Nuts up 6-4 and freshly off the seven-day injured list. Here is Yeison Sanchez, the righty. He is out there to face the top of the card, beginning with the lefty, Guy Lipscomb. First pitch home, and it slides outside. Ball one with that fastball at 91. Sanchez has been good when he's located, but he has struggled to locate consistently. So we'll see what he's got today. Pitch home. Shoots that in there, no problem with the fastball. Strike one. Great to see that he is back. Been on the IL going back to June 30th. So first outing here in July on the 14th. 1-1 pitch. That's reached on, poked on, two hops over to Simpson. Fair at first base, behind the bag. He calls off Sanchez, tags the pillow, and there's the first out. So a good start for Yeison Sanchez. Sanchez with a sinker, a slider, and a changeup. Lansing five outs away from winning their fourth straight and this series. Won a couple of tight ones the last couple of days, trying to do it again here. Here's Alex Mooney. First pitch. Checked it. Went around. Says home plate umpire Ian Durkin. Strike one. There's that good-looking changeup right there. Six, four Nuts. Bottom eight. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike two with the fastball. Yesterday, a 2-1 win. The day before, a 6-5 win. That after Lansing was behind 4-0. Today, they were behind 4-2. Now they lead 6-4. Mooney today 0-3. 0-2 pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. All right, well, we've waited long enough. I would like to know, who do you want with the first pick at number four, Jesse?
I would like Travis Bazzana to drop there, but that's no guarantee.
1-2 pitch. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. You'll be happy to know, first off, that that is exactly what I was hoping for.
Really? Nobody knows what Cleveland is going to do. They could take Bazzana number one, but if they don't and he falls, take him.
2-2 pitch. Inside. Well, they're saying that, you know, Cleveland, the slot value might be too much to take Bazzana, so that it's whether or not the Guardians, they want to pay full slot or if they're looking to grab somebody else.
Now, if Bazzana's off the board, who you got?
3-2 pitch. She's bounded foul, third base side. I'd like a clone of Jacob Wilson, please.
J.J. Weatherholtz? He's the top shortstop in the draft.
I'm open to anything. Bazzana is the dude that I would like.
If they can't get Bazzana.
What do you got?
I would like Nick Kurtz, the power-hitting first baseman from Wake Forest.
His name has been coming up for months, projected for the A's. Big pitch here on 3-2 from Sanchez. Here it is. In there, called strike three. Mooney leaned over, and it was right there at the bottom of the zone. He's upset, but it's in there. Second out and first strikeout for Sanchez.
You asked me about this a while back, and I told you Jack Caglione then. I still wouldn't mind Caglione.
Caglione would be fun. And then the question becomes, does he get to do both, pitch and hit, or does he just hit? Here's Angel Hanal, first pitch, way inside, that heads to the backstop. 1-0, 0 strikes. Lansing in front, 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. 2 outs, base is clear. Yeison Sanchez, third pitcher today. And arguably their best pitcher, Zhuang Ao Zhuang, the one that gave up all 4 runs. None since that second. The pitch, that's in, and it plunks the back of Hanau, and he's got a long stare for Sanchez. Well, there is some of that wildness that we've seen from Sanchez at times this year, two of them that came inside.
Will Simpson, immediately from first base, started to talk to the first base coach. He was holding his hands out as if to say, settle down, hold on, hold on. Will's going to talk to him now.
Well, you can understand. The first pitch comes way inside. He dances out of the way. Then the second pitch comes in and hits him. And now will take his base, but obviously that doesn't feel good. Don Schulze coming out to the mound here to have a word with Yeison Sanchez. Jorge Burgos is the man that's coming up. Anybody in your mind for that 40th pick then? Because we'll see both those picks tonight. A's pick at 4, their highest pick since 1998. And then the competitive balance, they get the 40th pick as well.
Here's where I like your picks to balance. If you take a college hitter with your first pick, that's where I go either prep hitter, top high school guy on the board, or you go college pitcher. But my thinking is you balance it out. Where do you go? So I say college pitcher or a high school bat.
I should have done more research on this, but I don't know when the last time the A's took a pitcher this high. But I would love to see him grab a pitcher. As the rain randomly has started to fall again. This is the second time we've had a little pop-up shower. Coming down pretty hard. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. Hopefully that is not bad foreshadowing for the Nuts. They're up 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Sanchez has thrown 3 straight out of the zone. Righty-lefty matchup. Comes home. There he shoots it in. Chasing swing and a miss from Burgos. 1-1.
Burgos has so much power. But right now, I'm concerned about that Sanchez location. We've seen it switch on and off.
Just don't understand where this rain is coming from. It's just cloudy.
Yeah.
The pitch, it's popped up. Foul. Third base side. Wait. 1-2.
You know that rain comes from clouds.
Yes, I understand, but it's light. It's not dark cloud coverage. Light blue skies, and we're just getting a little pop-up showers. And now it looks like just about done. 1-2 pitch. A little bit outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. And now is at first. 6-4 Nuts. Bottom eight. Trying to cap this series. And win 4 straight. And win a 3rd straight series to wrap up their season series with the Captains. 2-2 pitch. inside. So we're full with Burgos. Right now, Sanchez, he's bringing the rain, but he's missing the zone. Base hit for Burgos and a run scored in the second. Ground out, fly out in his three at-bats today. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Sanchez, the righty, comes home. Breaks it outside, ball four, and he's let two get on now.
Come on, Wayne County, show a little energy. Show some passion.
All right, so it is Jose Devers. Before that, though, Craig Conklin has seen enough. They don't want to mess around here. It looks like they're going to bring in Diego Barrera from the pen. So Sanchez good through the first two, but he's just struggling to find the zone over his last two batters. Six pitches out of the zone in eight tries. So he exits, and it is the newest Lugnuts, Diego Barrera, the lefty, 6 foot, 165-pounder, 24 years old, 20th rounder out of Loyola Marymount, taken last year. And he will try and get Jose Devers here to get the nuts through the eighth.
So good earlier in the series, Adam. Three scoreless, one hit innings back on Wednesday, struck out three, didn't walk anybody, in firm command.
Is he the guy, Jesse, that Lansing looks to try and get the final three outs in the ninth if he can get this eighth inning final out?
I think so. Now, because you do have that four-day break, you're the Lugnuts, you could say, all right, everybody's available. Dylan Hall is available. Hunter Bro's available. Jack Owen. Bro, it seems to me, would be the logical candidate. But no, if Barrera gets this final out and he does so efficiently, yeah, I absolutely would stick with Barrera. Let's say he gets Devers. Walk through this with me. Devers is a right-handed batter. That would mean in the ninth inning, lefty Fox, lefty Advíncula, and then the switch hitting Collado. So I say yes.
I agree. We'll see if he can get this out, though. It's, again, it's a captain offense that is very good, and they are capable, just as we saw, kind of out of nowhere, two chintzy base hits, and then, boom, a bomb from Collado, followed by another bomb from Tincher. They had four up on the board against Schwong and led 4-2. That is the only time they have scored today. A four-run second. Really, the first time they've had two base runners in a half inning since then. And here it is in the eighth. So Devers digs in from the right side against the lefty Barrera. And now at second, Burgos at first. The pitch. Inside and low, ball one. Big beard on the face for Barrera. And the glasses under the black cap as well. From the stretch, throws home. Swinging, it's bounded foul, third base side. By the way, the rain has stopped. So another quick pop-up shower, and that's it.
Can you say bearded Barrera three times fast?
Bearded Barrera, bearded Barrera, bearded Barrera. Nope. Got me. Next pitch, swing, and a miss. Good-looking offering right there. Into the off-speed stuff, and it's 1-2. Barrera, the first lefty today. It's against a lineup with four lefties in it, though, as we were just talking about. 1-2 pitch. Down low, good block by Khan. It's got that smell of rain here at the ballpark now after the little shower. And again, humidity very high today, up over 60%. So a couple of pop-up showers that, honestly, would probably feel pretty good for some of the fans out there. 2-2 pitch. On the ground right at Simpson. He gets his, Jesse says, the room service chest high. Hop runs over to the bag, gives a tag of it, and then a tag to Barrera, and we are through eight. Lansing in front, 6-4. Barrera leaves two stranded. Off to the ninth we go. Jesse Gopher-Strassler back to wrap it up.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
again.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Another inning, another new Lake County Captains reliever, Zane Morehouse, has come in.
Leading off the top of the ninth is opening up at four, and
he replaces Jay Driver, who fired a scoreless eighth inning. It is the ninth, and the Lugnuts are up 6-4. Last chance to add insurance. Righty-righty. Morehouse to Aribiel Angeles. And the fastball rides up and in. Ball one. Anale, Simpson, and Wilbas, 3-4-5. Righty-righty. Hands over the head, the leg kick, the pitch. That's at the knees for a called strike. Aribio's final chance, perhaps, to extend his 10-game hitting streak. One ball, one strike. And here it is. Fouled away. Over the right side. One ball and two strikes. Anales out of Igwe, Dominican Republic, 22 years of age, acquired by the Oakland A's back in 2022 in April on the trade with the Padres for Sean Manaea. Pitcher's pitch here on 1-2. Slider breaks outside. Ball two. Zane Morehouse is making his second appearance in the series in 32 and one-third innings. 39 strikeouts, 14 walks, only one home run allowed. Let's fly the 2-2. Yanked it outside. Now the count is full. Morehouse comes in with a 3.06 ERA. He's from Waco, Texas, a 14th rounder last year out of the University of Texas. Nobody on, nobody out. Payoff pitch. Anales bounces it beyond Morehouse. Up the middle. Second baseman Mooney gloves. Those to first. And dug by Collado. One gone. Nicely done by the second baseman Alex Mooney on a day in which his counterpart at the Keystone, Angel Henao, has committed three errors. With one away, Will Simpson's the batter. Righty, righty. 6-4 Lugs in the ninth. The pitch. Sliders Dodson. Called a strike in the outer third. Will is 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. 6-4 Lugnuts. Here it comes. Fouled away off the screen on the right side. No balls and two strikes. Two runs in the second inning for the Lugnuts, answered by a four-run bottom of the second for Lake County. Back-to-back homers. Collado, the first baseman, a three-run shot. Catcher Tincher followed with a solo shot. At 0-2, Simpson goes down swinging. Fastball exploded by him. Two outs. So it was 4-2 Lake County until the fourth inning when an RBI single by Cole Kahn made it 4-3. And then in the sixth inning, which is pivotal right now, the Lugnuts plated three runs off of Matt Jasek. And here we've been ever since 6-4. Lake County has not scored since the second. Two outs for Brian Guelabas. Morehouse throws. And starts things off with a called strike on the fastball at the letters. Rael Bass is 1-for-4 with 2 steals and a run scored back in the 2-run second inning. Righty to righty. No action in either bullpen. We'll see Barrera in the home half. Here's the pitch. That's lined down toward third. One hopping to Devers. Spins, fires on a line to Collado. Out number 3. Beautifully done by Jose Devers. And a perfect ninth inning for Zane Morehouse. We're going to the bottom of the ninth from Lake County. The final meeting of the year, Lugnuts and Captains, and Lansing is looking to close out a fourth consecutive win.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Six to four, Lugnuts to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugs lost the opener to walk off in the 11th inning. They lost game 2, 5-2. And then they took game 3 on Thursday, 13-4. And then they won game 4 on Friday, 6-5. 2 runs in the ninth. And then they won game 5 yesterday, 2-1 behind Jake Garland. And today, once again rallying against the Lake County Pen. Find 4 scoreless one-hit innings from Grant Judkins in tandem relief. Yeison Sanchez and Diego Barrera combined on a scoreless eighth. Barrera for the bottom of the ninth. Lefty-lefty to Jake Fox. Strike one called on the fastball to start him. Fox, Advíncula, Collado. Diego Barrera from Loyola Marymount deals outside. Jake Fox is 0-for-3. Pop out, ground out, strikeout. The 1-1 to number 1. Broke low. On the Major League scoreboard, the Oakland A's have received 2 home runs today from Lawrence Butler, the former Lugnut. Brett Rooker's hit 2-2. The 2-1. A ground ball foul up the right side. Strike 2 for Fox. Seth Brown has also homered. A 5-homer game for the A's. They are routing the Phillies 10-3. And the former Lugnut, Joey Estes, 6 innings, 2 earned runs. He is struck at 5. Here's the pitch. Outside. So the A's are going to win that series, it looks like. Take 2 out of 3 against the Phillies. Nobody on, nobody out. 6-4 Lugnuts. Payoff pitch. Popped up by Fox in the infield. Barrera watches. Shortstop Anales takes charge. In front of second. Two-hand squeeze. For out number 1.
Out the bat, the center fielder number 31, Jonah Advíncula.
Jonah Advíncula now. Two outs away from a 6-4 Lugnuts win and a series win. Here's the pitch. Fouled off at home, strike 1. The Lugnuts won 4 out of 6 games from the Captains back in April. Then they won 4 out of 6 games against the Captains in Lansing in May. Now they've come back into Lake County where nobody's won a series but the Caps since April. Advíncula bloops it to center. Late Reed Wilbas, it falls in front of him for a base hit. He took too long to understand that that ball was hit shallow. And it's a one-out single for Advíncula. Here's Mike Collado. The Lugnuts are 11-6 this year against the Midwest League's East Division leaders. Can they make it 12-6? Double play ball would end it. Pop foul, out of play right side. Strike one to Collado. Mike Collado homered from the left side of the plate in the second inning. A three-run homer against the starter, Chen-Jung Aojuan. Turns around, bats righty against the southpaw Barrera. The pitch, that's inside. The break even. Sails outside,
let's
off speed.
Go Captains. Let's go, Captains! Let's go, Captains!
Runner at first, one out. The pitch. Inside corner, strike two call.
Where's the Let's Go Lugnuts chant at, you know?
Sorry, I've been letting you down. 6-4 Nuts, last of the night at first base, Advíncula with speed. Here's the pitch. A ground ball down to third base, grabbed by Mann, fires to second one, and then dropped by Yamauchi on the transfer. The bases umpire Spivak does give him the out. Force out of Advíncula at second. Collado's on the fielder's choice, and Lake County is still alive.
Boy, you hope that doesn't come back to hurt him, because he had an easy double play. Yamauchi had time. He just, as mentioned, dropped it on the transfer, and one more chance for the Captains.
It's Johnny Tincher against Diego Barrera. And just in case, the Lugnuts are warming up an arm in the pen. Here's the pitch. Tincher takes low. Johnny Tincher back in the second inning hit his second homer all year. Took Chen-Jung Aojuan deep. Caps down 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Two gone. The pitch, fouled off the hands, lazily back, up into the sweet level. For Diego Barrera, he is looking for his first save as a member of the Lansing Lugnuts. And he's two strikes away right now. He pitches, fouled away right side. 20th rounder Loyola Marymount achieved two saves earlier this year with the Stockton Ports. This is his first full professional season. Last year, Barrera was the 586th pick. Deals. Lifted out to right, and this should do it. Danny Bautista Jr. comes forward out of the alley for the catch. And this ball game and this series is over. The Lansing Lugnuts play Lake County 18 times this year, and they beat them 12 of those times. The finale, Lugnuts 6, Captains 4. Postgame show is on its way next from Classic Auto Group Park.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
There was no scoring in the late innings today. All the scoring came early for Lake County, and then the Lugnuts rallied in the middle frames against Captain's Middle Relief. And hey, how about this series win? Lugnuts 6, Captains 4. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. And Adam, welcome into another Lugnuts win over Lake County.
Lugnuts don't lose in East Lake, Ohio, baby. Three series victories, and they snap this six straight series one streak at home for Lake County. They take two series here this year. They take the one series at Lansing. But somehow this is the team that won the Eastern Division in the first half. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Lake County is so happy that the season series is now over. Six runs, eight hits, one error for the Nuts. Seven runners left on, 4 for 10 with runners in scoring position. Four runs, six hits, and here's the big key. Three errors on Lake County. Angel Hanau, the shortstop, committing errors in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth innings. And Lake County brought a 4-2 lead to the fourth inning. Runs scored. Brought a 4-3 lead to the sixth inning. Three runs scored. Those errors, costly.
Yes, they were. And really, they had errors the last four games. That Lansing won all of them. Two or more errors in all four final games. Amazing to think Lake County won the first two games. They won a one-run game in extras on Tuesday, 5-2 on Wednesday. And then it was all Lansing from there. And what a good feeling for the Nuts to come home with four straight dubs.
Now, when you say come home, not everybody's going home. I checked in with the Lugnuts earlier today, where all the folks are going to spend their All-Star break, because we now have 4 days before the next Lansing Lugnuts game. 4 days off before the next Lugnuts game coming up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Lugnuts hosting the Great Lakes Loons at Jackson Field.
Well, not all of us are going to the Jersey Shore, Jesse, so drive safe out there, man.
Some of us are going to Miami. I checked in with Mitch Myers. He's going back to Pitt for the first time since 2021.
Whoa.
He's pumped about this. I mean, use these days. Use these days. Relax. Adam's going to be very busy with football. He's watching football right now.
That's right. Well, hey, I mean, it's a few days off. Everybody has earned it. It's a long season, and we're just over the halfway point. But great job by the Nuts to go out on top, and we'll see how they do once we get through the All-Star break and get to go back home for three games at Jackson Field to start things back up.
Offense, Cashton, let me ask you before we wrap things up about a couple of players. First, the hitters. Bottom part of the order, Cole Kahn, Danny Bautista Jr., a couple of hits apiece, and all of the steals, two steals for Brian Guelbas, another steal for Danny Bautista Jr. What do you think of the offense today?
Well, the offense wasn't really there today and yesterday. A lot of singles. They didn't hit any home runs, which is what we had been seeing, but they're still winning games. They pitched it well, and they got clutch hits and moved runners over in opportune moments, and that's what it's about. It doesn't always need to be home runs and extra base hits. It's just about getting the job done and winning, and Lansing did that today, and they got great production from the bottom of the order once again today and did just enough. And again, it's another day where Lansing gets behind. There's no panic. They figure it out, and they hold the Captains to runs in one half inning today. Good pitching won them this series and won them the final four games of this series.
Yeah, you knew that I was coming back to that. Chen Zheng Aojuan started, and he didn't look at his sharpest. He allowed back-to-back homers. He had only allowed one homer all year before that. But then Grant Judkins came in, and it felt to me like that changed the game.
It did. I mean, Judkins came out there, and he kept this game intact, just like the Nuts have needed in their comeback wins in this series. Allow their offense time to get their runs when they're going to get them, and you need the pitching, the defense to hold. And boy, today, certainly, player of the game, Grant Judkins, he was exceptional.
So the Lugnuts win it 6-4 over Lake County. The Lugnuts improved to 10-11, 42-44. Meanwhile, Lake County falls to 10-10, 51-35. And thank you very much, Andrew Grover. Appreciate you. Hey. Man. Big ups, Andrew Grover. Thank you, Lake County. You ready to close things out, Adam?
A legend, a Midwest League legend up here in this booth. Yes, indeed. How about that?
Oh, man. Lugnuts beat the Captains 6-4. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. He's Adam. I'm Jesse. Go Nuts with us on Friday next. Enjoy the All-Star break. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy the home run derby. Enjoy the All-Star game. We'll have a couple of Lugnuts there, Vladdy Jr. and Mason Miller. Take care and go Nuts!